Hey, good afternoon. Campbell Corner Time from Pioneer Radio KSRQ. As we feature the East Grand Forks Public Library, Greater Grand Forks' downtown library on Pioneer Radio. Welcome back. And joining me once again, the director of the Campbell Library, Charlotte Helgeson. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Happy November. Are you enjoying our weather?
Oh, can we go to the next question,
okay,
please?
Where's my sheet here? Hang on. We'll skip the weather and go to number two. Painting's underway at the library.
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It started this morning. It's over in the mystery section and above graphic novels.
Okay.
And so we have a big sign that tells you where we're painting. So please be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and admire. Cheer our painters on if you want, but stay out of their way. If there's something you need in that area, ask the staff, and we'll do our best to get it or at least pull it the next day for you. So
now, is the painting throughout the entire library?
Yes.
It is, the whole thing. Wow.
Well, I mean, they're starting in one corner. It'll be moving around the building.
But fresh paint everywhere.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
And then following that will be our carpeting, but that will be a second phase.
That's phase two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it says here, painting and browsing, so when you browse, watch out for the paint.
Right,
basically, right.
Yeah, you will see little, you know, yellow tape that says, don't go in here. So we have it kind of blocked off for the toddlers who came in this morning for story time. And so that they can't, because how exciting would that be?
Yeah. And you won't have to wear a mask either.
No.
The smell of the paint is not that strong.
No, they say that it's safe for young people. It's safe for pregnant women. And they will have the chemical analysis that goes along with it in case you're concerned. But just be aware.
Okay. All right. Now, it says here weather. We just dispersed weather. Weather, sidewalks, and parking lots. This is a nice note to make, though, because we do have not the best weather right now. We have ice and snow, and so as you're walking or driving, be very careful.
Yeah, that in-between stuff. We do our best, and please let us know. If it's slippery, don't just grumble. Come and tell us.
Okay,
it's slippery. We'll take care of it.
You have ice melt, that kind of stuff?
Yes, we do.
All right. Item three, we're buzzing along here.
Yes, we are.
Holiday coming up on Sunday, which is Veterans Day. Our salute to those veterans. You're closed on Sunday and Monday.
Yes, the Sunday is the actual day. Monday is the observed day.
Yeah, I won't be here either Monday.
Yeah. So we will be closed just those days. We are open on Saturday, though.
Okay, Saturday from when to when?
10 to 2.
Okay, and close Sunday, close
right.
Monday.
Yeah.
Reopening Tuesday at 9?
At 9 a.m.
All right, so make a note. If something's due on Sunday or Monday, how does that work?
Well, there shouldn't be anything as long as our system worked properly. If they checked it out 2 weeks earlier on a Sunday, it should be due Tuesday after Veterans Day.
All right, very good. Number four already, my goodness.
Woo-hoo.
Circulation, is that tied to the weather too?
is a different circulation.
You have an opening for circulation and something else. Tell me about that.
We have an aide position that is now going to be opening, so the ads will be going out. And I just want to announce it here, first announcement. So if somebody is interested, they can go online, look at the application and fill it out. It will be out there soon. Terry's doing her best in HR at City Hall to get it out to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested, call and ask questions. We are open a lot of hours. We need people on weekends or evenings and sometimes over lunch hour.
Right.
Different hours.
Okay. So check that out. And number five, new books. Again, my favorite topic of our discussions on Wednesdays. And what's on the menu for new books today?
I chuckle at myself when I pick books out because the connection I make between books might be stretching it for a lot of people. It makes sense in my mind. So the first book I have today is called Keys to Parenting Your Anxious Child. It's by Catherine Manassas. And it's for those parents who have a child who gets a little hesitant maybe going into a public place. Maybe there's too many people. Doing something new makes them really nervous because they don't really know how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives you some ideas.
Okay.
I really would like to encourage parents who are working with children with any kinds of difficulty to come into the library. We can give you an idea when it's quieter or if there's story time, which story time isn't as busy as another. We're very willing to help and work. We want all people to be comfortable at the library. So this will help you get some ideas.
Okay.
And we're very willing to work with those kids and those parents. Now I have two more books about women who have done some amazing things. One, Born Criminal.
Excuse me?
Okay, Born Criminal.
Born Criminal, okay.
The subtitle is Matilda Jocelyn Gage, Radical Suffragist. So you can understand where she came into being a criminal.
Right, back in the day. Yeah.
Do you recognize that name?
Give me the name again.
Matilda Jocelyn Gage.
Matilda Jocelyn Gage. No, I don't.
Most people won't. And yet she was a very active part of that piece of history. But because we had others who became more popular, and we are notorious at picking one or two people to be kind of the face of a movement.
Right.
Her work at that time is often overlooked. So this is a good story about somebody who was there, who knew these very, very famous people.
In
and
the trenches,
did,
yeah.
Yes, and did the same kind of work.
Mm-hmm. All right. Book three.
This book is fascinating. The Girl Who Drew Butterflies, which is not anything really unusual, except subtitle, How Maria Murrian's Art Changed Science.
Science.
So back in the 17th century, so we're talking long time ago, time before women were involved in science of any sort.
Right. Yeah.
She was a little girl who liked to draw butterflies. But her curiosity got the better of her, and she wanted to know where butterflies came from. Isn't that a young person's question?
Yes.
And then how does that connect to the beetles and the bugs and the cocoons and all the other things that go along with it? And she was so meticulous with her drawings that she did the drawings, followed the critters, actually traveled. She's considered the first ecologist, which how they come up with these titles, I never know. But she made such a huge impact on recording visually the scientific aspects of butterflies, bugs, cocoons, Audubon pictures. We've all seen some of those. If you look back at her pictures, you know where those Audubon designs came from.
Wow.
So it's written very well. It has a lot of pictures in it, and it's easy. Whether you were a middle schooler or an adult, you would enjoy this book. It's by Joyce Sidman.
Okay. Again, three examples of fresh and new books coming in daily at the Campbell Library. Wonderful. Well, recapping once again, let's see my sheet here. We have painting going on right now as of today.
That's right.
Watch out for the paint. And be careful walking or driving in and around Campbell because of the weather. Campbell Library is closed this Sunday and Monday. They're open Saturday, regular hours. Reopening next Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there's a job opening there at Campbell. Check that out if you want to. And our three new books. I covered all the bases.
Well, you did.
We're too efficient today. Now, to find out more about this wonderful facility, what can folks do?
They could call at 218-773-9121.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the website at egflibrary.org.
Or
come on in and visit.
Say hello right downtown.
Yes.
Off to Mers Avenue. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Campbell Corner, and that's heard Wednesdays at 3:05 exclusively on Pioneer 90.1.